Archers for the week 13th to 18th April 2003.
That was beautiful, Clarice.
Yeah, that was great, Mum.
There's a few beans left if anyone
wants them.
You'll have to share them.
Oh, I knew I did the right thing, skipping that boot sale. That's your plate, sir.
Oh,
I can do a boot sale every day over Easter if I feels like it.
That's the last chance for your Easter bunny ornament,
isn't it? Yeah. But till then, our priority, Ed, is the landscaping.
I'm fencing off the field for the rams.
Right. And we've got to get the water running in that trough somewhere.
Hey, hang on a minute, hang on.
What, love?
All this new work you've taken on it.
Enterprising or
yeah,
what?
But this landscaping, the Borchester and letting out the grazing.
That's not work. Or profit, they are. Not a lot, maybe, but it all adds up.
But all them other things. Look, it might be an idea if you finished some of the jobs you've got in hand first before you started on something else.
Like what?
But like clearing our stuff out of Bridge Farm, like Tony wants you to.
Oh, that.
Yeah, that. And the rest of the clutter from out of our garden.
Clary, love, I've explained.
What's the point of putting up that barn if the garden still looks like a junkyard?
If you're talking about my notes, they've got to be kept in a secure location. They're valuable, Clary. Highly nickable.
We'll secure them in our field somehow.
I'm going to. I'm going to build him a shed.
Good. Could you get on with it, please?
Oh, have art, love. You know how busy I am.
Well, me too. I flat out with ice cream orders for Easter, and don't forget I'm in the ball tonight.
Yeah, okay. We'll be in for a pint when we get back from Borchester, eh, Ed?
No, I'm meeting Jazz in town.
Oh, well, don't be too late, love. You'll be worn out if you've been working all day.
I won't.
Oh, and could one of you please have a word with Jam about moving Bartleby? I'm sick of the sound of my own voice.
Tell you what, in return for that beautiful breakfast, I'll see you about home for the gnomes, OK?
Thanks, love. Now, I'd better get to church.
Oh, it's that donkey thing, innit? That was well weird.
You're getting two jobs for the price of one here, Suresh.
Am I?
Branches for the procession and churchyard maintenance into the bargain.
That's right, Alistair. All part of my master plan.
Yeah, mind you, anything that'll exercise my throwing arm for the cricket season's got to be a good thing.
You're a cricketer, are you?
Yeah, captain the village side.
You? I used to bowl the odd leg break.
Ah, useful bloke.
I don't know how useful I'd be these days. Where's the pitch?
Up near Grey Gables. I'm going to mark out the wicket later. I'll show you if you like.
I'd like that.
Morning.
Hello, Will.
Mr. Aldridge sent me to see if you needed any help.
Oh, well, it's very kind.
I think it was on Mrs. Aldridge's say-so. I just do as I'm told.
We're pretty much finished, thanks.
Oh, okay. Brian's in a bad mood. He's got to take it out on someone, I suppose.
Why? What's happened?
Oh, it's Greg. He suddenly announced he wants a holiday. In fact, he's booked a holiday.
Oh, with Helen?
No, to France, to see his kids. Going the end of next week.
Leaving you in charge?
Landing me in it. Hi, Mum.
Hello, love.
Hi, Clary.
Morning.
Morning, Vicar. Nice day for the service.
Yes, we're lucky so far. We'd better get these branches over to the church, Alistair.
Oh, yeah, right. See you, Clary.
Yeah, bye. Are you coming to church, William?
No. I've got to get over to the birds.
Oh. Hey, listen, love. I don't know if you was thinking of dropping round this afternoon, but there won't be no one in.
Oh, I'm not sure what I'm doing.
Honey, I'm at Pat's. Your dad and Edward's got some landscaping on the new estate over Borchester. Still expect you're seeing Emma, aren't you?
Emma? I doubt it.
I want to get Tom the biggest egg I can find.
Yeah?
To show him he's the best boyfriend ever.
Yeah, that's nice.
Have you got Will an Easter egg yet?
No.
Emma? You are getting him one, though.
Well, I don't know.
I suppose it's not the same when you've been going out a while. You start taking each other for granted.
Yeah, maybe.
You two want to put the romance back. Well, I bet you hardly even go out anymore. Mm. Look, me and Tom's going to a gig tonight at the Goat. Why don't you and Will come?
Fallon, it's not really Will's sort of thing.
I'll make him.
No, but, well, I'll come.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I can't stay late, though. I'm going down the markets with John Paul first thing.
Well, that's okay. There's loads going, people from college.
Yeah?
It'll be a great night.
You should have seen it, Eddie. So we're on this procession, right, with the donkey in the front. Suddenly, there's Linda Snow and her llamas. And they just sit right down, plonk, in the middle of the path.
What did the donkey do?
He stopped as well, like he couldn't believe his eyes. Them llamas, they wouldn't budge.
They're a blinking menace, them.
So he all stands around, but time's not getting on, so in the end he has to turn round, go into church the other way, past the compost heap and the bins.
Oh, typical.
Pint and a cranberry juice, please, Clary. We're gasping.
Right you are.
Leave it. Oh, how do, Vicar?
Eddie.
Thursday work, eh? Preaching?
Evening prayer isn't usually that demanding. No, we've been rolling the cricket pitch.
Oh, I see. I'm afraid I'm not going to be playing much this season.
No, Sid told me. That's a shame, Eddie.
I'm up to my ears with work.
Well, we'll just have to cope. Though, for once, I'm happy to say the team actually looks in quite good shape.
There. Just get your juice. That's £3.10, please.
Oh, there you are, Clary.
Ta. And there's your cranberry.
Mm. Thanks, Alistair.
You're welcome. Thanks for your help. No, that's Kenton, of course. Not that he's very reliable.
Yeah, a bit of a lightweight.
But our great hope is Adam.
Oh, I can remember him playing when he were a little one. Brian Aldridge encouraged him, didn't he?
Oh, thanks, Clary. Oh, don't know about that, but Shula says Adam was really keen. And he's played a bit in Kenya, apparently. Anyway, I've talked him into coming to net.
You really shouldn't be telling me all this. What's it worth for me not to tell Darrington?
You wouldn't. A man of the cloth.
You dumb collar and chump here.
Hello. Oh, Fallon.
Blimey.
All right, are we?
Is that a skirt or a very wide belt?
Do you like it? Good.
You going out then?
Yeah, gig in Borchester, meeting Emma on the green.
Ah, oh, Will's taking you, is he?
No, Tom's picking us up. Will's not going.
Oh.
See ya.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. Tom doesn't stand a chance, does he?
Don't look like it.
Never mind them. What about our little lovebird, Clary?
Hey?
Have William and Emma fallen out, do you reckon?
William and Emma?
Yeah. Fill that up for us, will you, love?
No. Oh, William's just got too much sense to go drinking and getting himself tired at the start of the week, that's all. I only wish the rest of the family was as sensible.
Okay,
Yeah, brilliant. You finally let Tom put up for air then.
I can't help it if I'm irresistible. And he is so sexy.
Yeah, right.
You're not missing Will too much.
Not as if.
Are you and him all right?
We're not joined at the hip, you know.
No, but
I just fancied a night out with my mates for a change.
Okay.
Thank you.
But you're allowed to enjoy yourself.
Yeah, and I have. Oh, it's just a pain I've got to get up so early.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I have to go in a minute.
Where's your dad coming for you?
No, I'll get a cab. Oh, look, I better move.
If you can stand up straight.
watch me.
Oh, thanks for asking me tonight, Fan.
Oh. I'll see you.
All right. Bye. Sleep tight.
See ya.
Bye.
Fallon!
Hi, Ed. I haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah, well... When's the band coming on again?
They're not. They're only doing one set.
Oh, what?
Well, people are starting to leave. Emma's just gone.
Well, Emma was here?
Yeah.
What about Will?
Nah, he didn't come.
Right.
Well, go on. Get a drink. We'll have a dance.
Nah, I don't know.
Well, go on.
I ain't got much cash. Might go home.
Yeah, Mark, it's just outside the feathers.
You and Anna.
As soon as possible, please. Thanks.
On your own. Do you want a drink?
No, thanks.
Why not?
Just get off me.
Get off me! She stuck up cow.
Just leave me alone.
Yeah? Give us your phone. No, yeah, give us your phone. Come on.
Give me your phone. Where is it?
Stupid bin.
Oh, Ed. Ed, these blokes are trying to...
Don't you touch your
phone, Ed!
No, Ed! Get off me! Leave me alone! Stop it!
Let's get out of here!
Oh, God. Emergency, which service, please?
Ambulance.
Hold on, please. Ambulance.
Quick. Please, my friend, there's been a fight.
Where are you?
I don't know. An alleyway off the High Street, Borchester. I think it's by the multi-story.
And someone's injured?
Yeah, it's Ed.
All right, love. Is he conscious or unconscious?
Unconscious. Please. Please, just come.
All right, my love. It's okay. Is he breathing?
so. I just... Please.
It's okay. The paramedics are on their way.
Oh, there's blood everywhere.
All right, now you stay there. It's how old?
He's 18.
Okay. Now listen. Don't move him. Keep talking to him. Have you got that? Hello? Hello?
Ed! Come on.
Hello?
Will?
Ben?
Will? It's Ed.
What?
He's hurt. There's been a fight.
Where's this?
It looks awful. There's so much blood.
Look, Em, it's all right. I'll come. Where are
and
you?
He's not coming round. Will?
Where?
What if it's Jazza all over again?
It won't be.
What if he doesn't come round?
Don't say that, Em. Don't. I'll be there, okay?
Okay.
Neil is concerned about Emma.
I just can't understand why you didn't phone me to come and pick you up.
Yeah, you've said.
And using your phone in the street, what have we told you?
Dad, you said all this last night.
Oh, I'm sorry, Emma. Sorry, love, but your mum and I, you know...
You worry about me, I know. I'm more worried about Ed.
I'll be seeing him in a minute, if this traffic ever moves.
He looked terrible.
Sounds like he got off lightly to me. Cracked rib and cuts and bruises.
You didn't see him, even after they'd stitched him up and they kept him in for observation.
Well, that's just the hospital covering themselves. He's a big, strong lad. He'll be all right. Oh, at last. Now, I do wonder, well, if you wouldn't have been better riding round with the police like they wanted, see if you could spot the lads who did it.
And leave Ed to go in the ambulance on his own. He was unconscious.
Well, I'm only saying that
I was the reason he got beaten up. You want him to come round and I'm not even there.
But if they could have caught them, well, that'd be a good thing, wouldn't it?
I don't care about them. I'm only interested in Ed.
Yeah, I know, but... I don't know what Greg Gables must be making of all this. You're supposed to be at work.
Dad.
I'm only thinking of you.
You know what they made of it. Caroline said I was to take as long as I needed.
Yeah, I know. That's what she said.
She was very understanding, which is more than you'll be.
Emma, it's only because we care.
Just stop it, Dad. Okay. I know what you're going to say, and I know where it'll end up. You slagging off the Grundys.
I haven't said a word against...
Stop the car. Getting out.
You what?
Stop. Where's Clary?
Oh, this bloke behind me is not going to be very...
Oh, who cares?
Yes, same to you.
Clary!
Hello, Emma.
We could give her a lift.
I'd rather walk.
But, Emma, when will you be home?
I don't know. I'm going to the police after. I've got to give them a proper statement.
Well, don't you want me to come with you?
No, thanks. Hiya, Clary.
Hello.
Well, bye then. Bye.
There's a dirty great crack coming this back wall.
I can see it from here.
We'll get silage liquor running into the am if we're not careful.
Patch it up then.
Yeah, I'm going to.
David?
Yeah?
You know Easter?
Yeah?
Can we stop a minute?
Yeah, with pleasure. What about Easter?
Well, with that... the Three Peaks and everything, and Phil's birthday. We're going to be seeing quite a bit of the family.
Well, that's all right, isn't it?
Yeah. But, well, I wondered, in case the subject of wood buying comes up, well, I just wondered if, once it's sold, we should offer a few thousand to Elizabeth, Kenton and Shula.
What?
To avoid arguments.
Oh, great. Avoid one with them and start one with me, why don't you?
I'm not trying to.
Ruth, it's a crazy idea. It's nowhere in the agreement.
I know.
It creates a precedent. Where would it end?
I'm not keen on it either. I just thought...
Look, if we're not careful, we'll be giving them a cut of every lorry load of lambs we send off.
Well, that's different.
Can't believe you even suggested it.
Like I said, I don't want to do it.
Well, why bring it up then?
I just thought we should have the conversation.
What?
I just thought we should have the conversation, that's all.
Well, we've had it, okay? Feel better now?
What do you think?
Look, I see where you're coming from, but honestly, love, if we give Elizabeth and Kenton an inch...
I just hate it when there's an atmosphere.
Well, there won't be. I will be on my best behaviour. If Woodbine Cottage comes up, I will be polite and we'll move swiftly on.
Okay, thanks.
You have my word.
Good.
Arne?
Oh, hi, Bert.
Oh, you see, the Stockman's curse is back.
Sorry?
The cattle plague.
What?
You know, from medieval times. And it's in the Bible. It was visited on the Egyptians.
Bert, what?
Them folk at Rickyard. It's the same name. Murrain.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's the same as all them sheep died of in the Middle Ages. I'm surprised they've got the nerve to come and stay on a farm.
Are you talking about the Murrains?
Oh, of course I am.
It's not the same name at all. They're Murrain, not Murrain.
They must have changed the spelling then. Didn't want to be associated with the disease.
Oh, Bert! You haven't said any of this to them, I hope.
Ooh, you're supposed to make them feel welcome.
And they're anything but a curse. They've got kids, Pip and Josh's age.
Yeah, and they're taking our two out on days out and everything.
Swimming tomorrow, riding of St. George next week.
Yeah, he was only teasing.
Oh, great. Honestly, they're a really reliable booking. This is their third year. Was their third year.
I'll just pop over there, I think. Thanks, Bert.
Tell him to look it up on the internet.
Yeah, right. Hey, look, can you mix up a bit of cement? We've got some cracks to repair as well.
I don't know what's taking so long.
Oh, hope Ed's okay. Hope they haven't found anything else wrong.
When I rang up, they said he'd had a fairly comfortable night. Oh, I suppose this doctor's just checking him over before they discharge him.
I hope they're giving him plenty of stuff for the pain.
Yeah, but he's got a terrible headache this morning, poor love.
Clary, I feel so awful.
But Emma, don't be silly. Anyone would have done the same.
No, my dad's right. I shouldn't have got myself in the situation in the first place.
Oh, you're not to go blaming yourself. It were them two no good's fault.
You just keep saying it over and over again. What I did to him.
You had the worst of it. By the time I saw Edward last night, at least he were patched up.
Yeah.
You must have felt better when William got to the hospital then.
Yeah.
It's kind of you to come in again today. There weren't no need.
Well, I had to. I wanted to.
Well, now, Pat were very good about giving me the time off, but what about Grey Gables?
No, they were fine. I've got to go to the police anyway.
Yeah, I suppose we'll be getting a visit once our Edward's home. Not that they'll catch him, I don't suppose.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Oh, Ed!
Hello, love. Oh, dear. You have been in the wars.
No, I'm okay.
Oh, your poor face.
That's all right. I was going to turn down that modelling job anyway.
Come on, let's get you home, eh? Your granddad's waiting in the van.
Has someone been doing my car?
Yeah, don't you worry, it's all taken care of.
Yeah, you just get better.
So, the Murrains saw the funny side then?
Yeah, I've left the kids playing there anyway. Even said they'd have Ben for half an hour.
Oh, great.
Are you ready for this stuff yet, David?
Nearly, but...
Right you are. Mr. Murrain come by while I was mixing it. So I said hello, nice and friendly like.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he stopped for a chat. So I don't think there's any hard feelings.
Oh, good. Now, they're a godsend, you know, taking the kids off our hands.
He says they always likes to get away over Easter.
Uh-huh.
But you know, it's amazing to me. You can tell he's an educated bloke.
Some kind of investment banker, I
think. Yeah, but do you know, he hadn't a clue where hot cross buns come from.
Good.
I thought everybody knew how the word bun started.
I dare say you told him.
Well, it means sacred ox, don't it? From the Saxon bone. Because in the old fertility festivals, they used to sacrifice an ox, and the ox horns become a symbol that was carved.
You didn't treat him to all this stuff, did you?
All what stuff? He seemed to be very interested.
Oh. Just leave us the cement, Bert, okay? You can get on with taking down the lambing pens, please.
Oh, all right then. See ya.
Yeah. Oh. And he complains about Linda Snell.
He's hopeless. It's lucky the Murrains have got a sense of humour.
Yeah.
They're entering the Three Peaks, by the way.
Oh, great.
Yeah, except, of course, Alex and Rosie want to do it in fancy dress just because Pip and Josh are.
Typical.
So, having sorted one lot of costumes, I've got to help out with another.
Oh, everything has its price, I suppose.
Morning.
Oh, hello, Neil.
We're in the silage clamp. That takes me back.
Well, you can give us a hand if you want.
No, thanks. Unless you're looking for anyone else on silage cart.
Oh, we haven't really thought about it yet.
Well, when you do, okay?
Sure.
I was in the shop earlier, Neil. I'm sorry to hear about Emma and Ed.
Yeah, nasty.
Yeah.
Is Ed badly hurt?
No, I don't think so.
She's lucky he was there. He's a bit of a hero.
Yeah. Anyway, I just came to let you know, David, we fixed a date for the meeting. A fortnight tomorrow.
Oh, what, this question and answer thing?
That's right. 2 days before the election.
Great, that'll concentrate their minds. Is Graham Ryder up for it?
Oh, yeah.
Matt Crawford's poodle.
Exactly.
Right then. Gloves off.
I didn't eat much. No. I think his mouth's bothering him more than he lets on.
He must be so sore. He's so brave.
His eye's terrible. Proper closed up now.
He hasn't even started to feel the rib yet. Clary, I'm so sorry.
Hey? Oh, here, come on now, lovey.
But he wouldn't have got mixed up in it if it hadn't been for me.
Nobody did the right thing taking on them two.
He was incredible.
Mind you, our Edward's always been one for getting himself into scrapes and scraps. All through school, it would have say.
Yeah.
He's, I don't know, he's a bit of a hothead, I suppose. He does some at first and thinks about it later.
It's just how it was. He was straight at them.
Yeah, he would be. His heart's in the right place. Oh, dear, I don't know. I'm just hoping, Emma, that now we've got this bit of land, and what with the money from Baby and the calf that Oliver Sterling's promised him...
He really wants to make something of that, doesn't he?
Build up a little beef enterprise, yeah. Well, we'll see.
What are you two doing?
Oh, sorry, love, just gossiping.
I might have known.
You should be resting, Ed. I'll come and sit with you.
Oh, now look, Emma, if you're all right to stay for a bit, I think I might surprise Pat and go into work for the afternoon.
Yep. Fine.
Oh, when you were that busy. Is that okay with you, love?
Yeah, sure.
I'll go and sort myself out then. I'll see you later.
Yeah, bye, Mum.
Bye, Terry. Thanks for lunch.
Oh, it's a pleasure, love. Bye.
Your mum's so nice.
Yeah, she is. I suppose your dad's been all moody with you?
A bit.
He thinks I'm trouble.
Oh, Ed, none of it was your fault. You didn't ask for... It was mine.
No, it was them two.
Oh, you saved me. God knows what Ed have done.
Yeah, well.
Thank you.
Wem.
It's twice you've saved my life. My dad ought to be grateful.
Yeah, well.
He should. Because I know I am.
Linda is making amends.
Poor Ed. And what a dreadful experience for Emma.
They've been through the mill together, them two, no
sir. Certainly have. Do the police think they'll ever catch these louts?
Well, they've got to go down to the station tomorrow and look at some picture books or something.
Picture books?
Oh, photo albums, though.
Oh.
Of what lowlifers might have done it.
Oh, pleasant. Well, let's hope they can pick them out.
Emma got the better look at him. Ed was too busy digging in with his fist.
He was very brave. Do give him my best wishes for a speedy recovery,
oh,
won't
you? Yeah.
And these come with my best wishes to you, Joe.
Yeah. What we got here, then? Ooh, lupins, begonias.
I brought you a selection from the garden centre.
Yeah, well, it's a start, I suppose. Won't make the same show as my hollyhocks, though.
No, well, I'm sorry. This is the best I could do. And at least Robert's making some progress for you.
Well, yeah, but I'm having to stand over him. He didn't seem to have the first idea about double digging.
Oh, I hope he's remembered his back brace.
Well, I think he's got the hang of it now. Of course, none of this would be necessary if it hadn't been for them llamas.
Now, Joe, please. It wasn't Wolfgang and Constanza's fault. It was mine. And I intend to correct that.
You put that shut the gate sign up yet?
Indeed, I have. Yeah. And I'm going to sit down with my llama books this morning and find out if there's anything else I can do to avoid trouble in the future.
Keeping away from the church on Palm Sunday might be one idea.
Yes, that was unfortunate. I didn't realise seeing the donkey would stop them in their tracks quite so dramatically.
If you ask me, the reliability.
Well, it's odd. You know, you'd have thought that encountering Bartleby in your garden would have had the same effect.
Yeah, well, they was too busy being on the rampage, weren't they? Wolfing minding Catty Perks' plants and trampling them down, eh?
Yes, perhaps. Well, as I said, I shall make every effort to ensure it never happens again.
Good, because I don't think at my age I could stand another shock. Not coming on top of our Edward, isn't it?
No.
Time we're having of it. Eddie's that busy and Ed can't help him. We can see it's going to fall to me to fix up our field for them rams.
Rams?
Well, Eddie's grazing them for some bloke in Benny Hassan.
Oh.
Got to fence it half off, fix the water trough. Yeah, well, I'd better get over there, I suppose.
And I shall closet myself with my manuals. Rest assured, Joe, I'll make sure your garden is safe from now on.
Well, I must say, I'm impressed.
I told you.
Yes, all right, Adam. Do know what a farmer's market is. I haven't been to this one for ages, though. Try a bit of this ham. That's good. I came to Hollerton when it first opened, and it's really grown.
25 stalls now, twice a month. These markets are big business, Brian.
Well, this one's certainly thriving.
And people are buying, not just looking.
Yes, a pity Debbie wouldn't come. I'm sure the top dressing could have waited till this afternoon.
Of course it could.
She's really pushing herself. No wonder she's looking so tired.
I don't think she looks well at all.
No. Don't suppose you've had any more luck getting her to open up?
Sorry, she just won't talk.
Oh, well, you can't force her.
No, I can't, unfortunately. So, you can see our venison selling here.
Hang on, I didn't
say Well, this. Let's do a bit of market research, shall we? Let's ask this lady. Excuse me, madam.
Sorry?
Now, here's a typical housewife.
What?
Would you mind if we had a look in your basket, madam?
Well, help yourself.
Cheese, game pie, pâté.
Handmade crisps? Chris Ruth, is this all for David's lunch?
We're making the most of a child-free day. Pip and Josh are out, and Jill's got Ben.
I see.
Now, the question is, madam, if you saw fresh venison here, locally reared and freshly hung, would you buy it?
Well, to tell you the truth, for my lot, unless you shape it into nuggets and coat it in breadcrumbs, probably not. But for a special occasion, yeah, sure.
There you are, Brian, on a representative sample of one. We ought to book a stall now.
Are you seriously thinking of doing that?
Adam is, and he's trying to persuade me.
I hope I'm succeeding.
You and David must have considered farmers' markets for the Herefords.
Well, yeah, but it would be tricky finding the time, so we're going to try and sell from the farm gate.
Yes?
Same principle. You get to know your customers face to face. Like me and the apple juice woman. In fact, I'd better go before she sells out.
Sorry, I didn't mean to hold you up.
That's okay. I hear you're going to Nets.
Yes, I thought I'd give it a go.
Alistair's got high hopes of you.
So's Alice for the three peaks. She's determined they're going to win.
Oh, yeah? Are you doing it in costume?
I suggested a pantomime horse, as she's so horse-mad, but she's vetoed that. It would cramp our style.
So what's your latest thinking?
Well, I'm still working on it, but it might have a similar theme.
Very intriguing. You'll be hard-pushed to rival Linda, though.
What's she wearing?
She won't say. But she's been shut away for days working on it. Sounds like it's pretty special.
Come on, you. That's better. That's got it.
Joe!
What? You're not that kid. Don't tell me they've eaten me new plants.
My llamas have eaten nothing at all. They never did.
Hey?
Wolfgang and Constanza did not eat their way through yours and Kathy's gardens. They did not flatten the borders, and they are not to blame for any of the damage.
But you caught them there yourself.
And I foolishly believed them to be responsible. But when I check my books, I find that the most llamas might do in a garden is to nibble a few choice flower heads.
Yeah, but what about the plants that was trampled down?
And that's another thing I should have realised. They have tiny feet for their size and not even cloven hooves.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, it's the very reason they're used for trekking, actually. They don't damage footpaths, and they'd have picked their way between the plants.
You're talking through your app. He was there.
I am not disputing that. When I found them, they had just arrived, and they were surveying the damage caused by another animal.
Me?
Yes, exactly. That recidivous pony of yours.
Recidivous?
If you ask me, the culprit is that delinquent Bart, who then concealed himself in the back garden, thus not scaring my llamas.
You are. Who do you think you are, Miss Marple?
Less a detective, Joe, more a defender of the innocent, of those who cannot speak for themselves.
Yeah.
I think you know the truth. I have instructed Robert to cease work immediately, and I shall be taking away my plants.
Well, I hope you enjoy them.
I shall, at least as much as you must have enjoyed your pathetic attempt to dupe me. Oh, and while I'm here, you can tell me what that is.
Well, it's a pole barn. What do you think it is?
How long has it been there?
We put it up when we got the field.
Oh, did you? When did you obtain planning permission?
It's a farm building. It don't need permission.
Really?
And do you have any houses? Not hurting nobody?
Not hurting? Huh. It's an eyesore.
Yeah, now, look here.
And what's this?
Oh, that's Andy. It's Eddie's shed.
A shed now?
For the gnomes.
Gnome farming. Well, that's very original. I wonder what the council will make of that.
Of course, in Africa, there's nothing like the supermarket presence you've got over here.
No.
But selling local is still the only way for farmers to get a fair share of the value of what they produce.
Well, they just set up a stall by the roadside, don't they? I remember from visiting Kate.
You must admit, Brian, if we sold the venison at the farmer's market, a far bigger whack of the price would end up in your pocket.
Well, I'm not disputing that.
There was no one else selling it? There's a gap in the market.
Mm. I just don't want us to get carried away, Adam, that's all. There are start-up costs to think about.
Yes, but they're not huge. We get a marksman to come and shoot them in the field, so you save on transport to the abattoir for a start.
We'd have to kit out a place to gut them, get a butcher in to cut them up.
Hmm, sure. And we need a cold room. But after that, well.
Mm. What about the actual selling? A chiller cabinet, do you think?
Maybe, if it takes off. But insulated boxes will do to start with.
Mm. Well, it still sounds a bit amateurish to me.
That's how everybody starts. Like that bloke with the home-reared lamb we were talking to.
Yes, I suppose so.
You'll see. It'll pay for itself within, oh, I don't know, a year, I bet.
Well, perhaps that's what you'd better find out. Do me some proper figures. Though we're not going to make any money just doing Hollerton.
No. Two or three at least. Here, Borchester, Felpersham. Is there one at Crudley, do you know?
I'm not sure. You'd better carry on scouting around.
Fine. Suits me.
And one other thing.
Hmm?
You'd have to do the selling, Adam. You're not getting me in a stripy apron being nice to people all day.
Lunch is ready when you are, David.
Oh, brilliant. Been looking forward to this all morning.
Do you want to know what we've got?
No. Don't tell me I've waited this long. It'll all be delicious anyway.
I hope so. Hey, I had an idea at the market.
Oh, yeah?
For Tim and Janet's wedding present.
Oh, what?
I thought we could give them a box of Hereford beef.
Oh, well, it's original, I suppose.
Well, it's not like they need kettles and toasters and stuff, is it?
Oh, I suppose not. Hey, but our Herefords won't be ready by... when's the wedding again?
May the 3rd. No, they'd have to wait till the autumn.
Oh. Yeah, fine. Let's do it.
Good. Save me flogging around the China Department of Underwoods anyway. Hey, do you want any help with that?
Oh, no, thanks, Ruth. Nearly done. Get these hurdles out of the way till next line.
About time. I saw Adam and Brian.
Oh, really?
They're thinking of selling their venison there.
That's a bit of a departure for Brian.
Yeah. Adam's the one who's pushing it.
Oh, wonder what Debbie thinks about it.
Hello. Anyone home?
Is that Linda?
Hello.
Hey, can we hide?
Hello.
We can't now.
Hello, is it? Oh, there you are.
Hi.
Hi, Linda.
Sorry, afraid we're rather busy.
This won't take long. I just need a simple answer to a simple question. David?
Me?
Yes. You're a farmer, aren't you?
Yes. Was that the question?
And a prospective parish councillor, I understand.
Oh. Yes, again.
So the question is, does a farmer, or does he not, need planning permission to put up a building?
Well, not usually, no.
Oh.
Not unless they're great big things, intensive poultry sheds or something.
Ah, but what about when they're a complete eyesore?
Well, doesn't make any difference. Hmm. Yeah, but look, I'll tell you, I'll check with George, if you like.
Thank you, I would be grateful.
Have you got a particular building in mind?
Yes, I have. The Grundy's so-called pole barn.
Oh, that.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, is there?
It's well out of the village. It's not like it's spoiling a view or anything.
No, I think most people's attitude is good luck to them.
You clearly haven't spoken to the Fletchers, then. I've been asking around.
What have the Fletchers got to say?
They agree with me. That pole barn is a blot on the landscape, and what's more, as Derek points out, it's invidious what farmers can get away with without planning permission when he and Pat had to go through the whole rigmarole just to put on a front porch.
That great thing with the Grecian columns. Not surprised.
Anyway, if you could look into it, David, as you have indicated.
Yeah, yes. All right, I'll ask George.
Thank you. I would be grateful. I'll leave you to it, then. Goodbye.
Bye, Linda.
Bye. Honestly, what is she like?
She's the electorate, David. You'd better get used to it.
Crumbs, Emma wants to show her appreciation.
Oh,
hope it goes all right with the police, Emma. I don't want you getting upset.
I'm looking at a few photographs. It'll be okay, Mum, and Ed'll be there.
Yeah.
Morning. Oh, is it someone's birthday?
It's for Ed.
Oh, I see.
Go on, say it, why don't you? Pay for the eggs if you like.
Don't be daft.
Neil.
Well, you know how I feel, Susan. The Grundys are trouble.
Ed saved my life.
He nearly crippled you.
I'm going to work.
Emma, I'll see you later, Mum.
Bye.
Bye, love. Well done, Neil.
Well.
Hasn't it occurred to you that if Ed hadn't been there on Sunday night, the police might be investigating something a lot worse than assault?
All right, maybe I... But I just can't help thinking that whenever that family gets involved with anything, it always ends up so complicated. Why can't she just keep away from them?
Because she's going out with Will for a start. Oh, I don't know, you'll be wanting me not to be friends with Clary next.
No, I didn't say
well,
that.
Well, where do you draw the line? Also, I've got to get to the shop.
I'll leave those, I'll do them.
Oh, yes, that would be nice, since I have to work half the night ironing.
I am trying my best, Susan.
I'm sure you are. I'll see you. Oh, hello, Will.
Morning.
Excuse me, look, I'm in a rush. Neil's in there.
What's up?
Bye.
Bye, love.
Bye.
Thought you'd be busy around the birds by now.
Well, I haven't started them yet. I've added the stuff. Is Emma in?
Well, you just missed her. Have you called her?
Yeah, and text.
Oh. Well, she's a bit, you know, got things on her mind at the moment.
Yeah.
Just the double chocolate now, Pat.
Good. There's not much space. Oh, Tony says to thank Eddie for clearing your stuff out of our barn, by the way.
Make the most of it. You might be getting it straight back.
What?
Linda Snell's trying to kick up a stink about our pole barn. She says we needed planning permission.
Oh, that woman. Is this the last?
Yeah, she'll keep the shop going over Easter anyway.
I hope so. Can't guarantee Betty any more. Not with the Easter fair and the point-to-point to make for.
Oh, thanks for doing that.
Yeah, no problem.
That driver needs watching or he just dumped the stuff any old out. Oh, Pat, tell Helen happy birthday, won't you?
Oh, thanks. Good of you to remember.
Well, Neil said something about birthdays this morning. It reminded me. Is she doing anything special?
That's a bit of a sore point, isn't it?
Yes. Greg's let her down, I'm afraid.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's off to France soon, so he's working late all this week.
He just up and told Brian Aldridge he were taking the time. Dropped her William in it as well.
So Helen's got to wait till Friday for her night out. If he's not too tired, that is. It's too bad.
Going to see his kids, is he?
Yes, and he never takes Helen anywhere. Oh, no, sorry. One day out in Bath and a couple of days shooting. Anyway, I'll go and get the yoghurts in.
Oh, I'll go.
No, it's all right, Harry, I can manage.
Suppose Neil's all het up about Edward and Emma, is he?
Yeah. But look, I want you to know, Clary, I'm really grateful to Ed for what he did.
He wouldn't stand back from a thing like that. Especially not when it were Emma.
No. Look, I was going to pop round this afternoon, you know, say thank you myself.
That's nice. Come and have a cup of tea.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
I'm only sorry Neil's gone off on one again.
He's just pretty down about things anyway. He'd hope work would have picked up by now, but there's nothing coming through.
Carrot a cake?
Yeah, it does really well at Lowell Oxley.
Weird.
I'll try it.
Okay.
Ow! I'll tell you what, I'll feed you.
Camber?
Your rib hurting.
That's fine.
And here. Mm. Oh. Mm. There. How's that?
Mm. We are fantastic.
Told you.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry you're hurting so much.
I'm all right. Stop going on about it.
Can't help it. Think about you all the time. What you did for me.
Hmm?
Oh, yeah?
Will.
Hi.
Yeah, Mum said you were up here. How'd it go with the police, then?
It was a waste of time.
Couldn't recognise them from any of the pictures.
Well, they had their caps on. Everyone looks the same.
So what happens now?
Case is still open.
Well, they're never going to get them, are they?
Probably not. How are you feeling, anyway?
Yeah, all right.
Well, I brought you that game.
Oh, tar.
And a video. They're downstairs.
Look, cheers for doing my calves well.
Yeah, that's okay. Oliver had it all sorted.
How did you manage to fit it in, anyway?
I went over there before work. It's
Is that cake gone spare?
Yeah, sure, help yourself.
Ta.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind a drink. Anyone else?
Don't be silly, Ed. You stay there. I'll go.
Oh, yeah, I'll help you.
There's no need.
Yeah, there is.
What should we have? Tea or coke?
Emma?
What?
I've left you loads of messages. Why haven't you rung me back?
You know why. We're not going out anymore.
Aren't we?
No.
I thought Sunday changed all that.
Yeah, well...
Come on, I was the first person you rang.
I know.
I was there for you, wasn't I?
I know you were, Will.
So?
Look, I've been busy. I've got my dad onto me. Time to make up at work.
Visiting Ed, I know.
I'm sorry.
Come round tonight, Em.
Tonight?
I've got the whole house to myself. I'll cook you tea. We can eat in the dining room.
Well, I'm full of cake.
Okay, a drink then.
I'm really tired.
I don't want a late night either. Please. Please, Em. I just want to see you. Just for a talk.
I don't know.
Em?
Well, if it's any consolation to you, Neil, Ed looks dreadful.
Well, I didn't say I wanted him hurt.
Oh, his face is a right mess still. And that rib must be really painful.
Susan!
Well, you're so hard on him. It took a real beating for Emma.
Yeah.
Like I've said before, you'll drive her away slagging off all her friends.
Yeah.
You've got to face it. Leave aside Will. She's grown up with Ed. They're always going to be mates.
It's funny though, isn't it? How they keep getting themselves in these situations together.
I don't suppose... Well, you couldn't find it in you to go round and thank Ed yourself.
Susan, I...
thought not.
Look, I tell you what. I'll buy him a drink next time I see him.
Will you? Oh, thanks, love.
With me last few pennies, probably.
Oh, at least I'll be earning a bit more from Tom.
Hope you see more of him than I do. He never shows his face around the pigs anymore.
Oh, well, he's got all this painting to do at the unit. And keeping an eye on Jason.
Exactly. Too busy poncing around being the great I am.
Sorry to bother you.
Oh, hello, Pat. Come in.
You want a cup of tea?
Oh, no, thanks. I haven't really had supper yet. I'm on my way back from Lower Loxley.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, confirming arrangements for the weekend. And I've still got a couple of hours to do in the dairy.
Oh, you are busy.
Oh, yeah, Tony's as bad. He's having to cope with all the milking, plus the cultivations. We hardly see Tom.
Oh, tell me about it.
Yes, I know he's been leaving you to get on with it, Neil. He told me to say if you're doing any extra hours, just let him know.
All right, I will.
But if you can spare any more time, well, we'd be really glad of some help at Bridge Farm.
Oh, I'm sure you could fit that in, couldn't you, Neil?
Yeah, I should think so.
That'd be great. Mostly field work, if that's okay.
Yeah, whatever.
We weren't sure if you'd have the time. It wasn't until Clary said... Anyway, come over tomorrow, after the pigs.
Yeah, thanks, Pat, I will.
See you then. Bye.
Night.
Bye.
Well, I don't know about thanking Pat. I reckon that's another Grundy you ought to be grateful to.
Mint in here, isn't it?
Very posh. Caroline, dare you come in all the rooms?
Well, she doesn't mind. She just comes round off and on to check on the builders.
I'm scared of spilling anything. This carpet.
Oh, it's from... Oh, where did you tell me? Some place in France. Orbu summit.
You won't want to go back to your flat.
Oh, I will. It's going to be great. Can't wait for you to see it finished, Em.
Yeah.
More wine?
No, Tom.
Hear that? Crystal, see?
Yeah. It's very nice of you, Will.
Oh, I just wanted to make it special for you.
Not this. I'm worrying about Ed's curls.
Oh, that. Well, he's my brother. Worst luck.
Don't spoil it.
I don't want to spoil anything. That's the last thing I want. How have you been, really?
Fine. Rushing about between Low Loxley and Grey Gables, but that's okay.
Have you done any more about Daphne's?
No, I haven't had time.
I thought you were going to go in and suss it out.
I've had too much else to think about. Suppose I've put it to the back of my mind.
I'm surprised Kent and Archer hasn't been nagging you.
He has.
And?
Oh, I don't know anymore.
But you were dead keen.
I was. Yeah.
Well, you ought to at least go and see what you think of it.
That's not what you were saying last week.
I know.
You were dead against it then.
Not against.
You were?
Yeah, well, I've been thinking about it a lot. And what you said. I was out of order. telling you what to do. I was being stupid, selfish. I just want you to do what's right, Em, for you.
Thanks.
And if you think working for Kenton's a good move, then I'm right behind you.
Well, probably lost my chance now.
Of course you haven't. You'd never find anyone as good as you.
That's sweet of you.
I mean it, Em. You're something really special, you are.
Well...
I love you, Em. I don't want to lose you.
Well, don't.
I never want to lose you.
Well...
Please, Em. Are we... Can we... Are we back on, then?
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose so.
Oh, Em! I won't ever be so stupid again.
No.
You didn't mean it, did you? Or those things you said?
No. Not really.
Thought not. Of course you didn't. We're solid, we are.
Debbie has finally admitted defeat.
She shouldn't have come into work at all. She should have been in bed all week.
You try telling Debbie that.
Oh, a few days' rest should sort her out. Oh, it's a lovely day.
Perfect. What I came back to England for. Crops are looking good too.
Yes. Hope the weather holds for the weekend.
And the Three Peaks. Don't fancy doing that in the rain.
No. Have you and Alice sorted your costumes out yet?
I'm picking mine up on Saturday. Alice has already got hers.
Aren't you going to tell me what you're going as?
No way. If Linda Snell can keep hers a secret till Monday, I'm sure we can.
Oh, all right then. Keep us guessing. Oh, Alice is so much happier since you came home, you know, Adam.
I don't know about that. I think it's Spearmint who's made the difference.
Well, yes, him too, perhaps.
Shula seems to think they've really got potential.
Alice is certainly spending enough time at the stables. I've even had to... Adam?
Sorry, Mum, I just... This wheat doesn't look too healthy, does it?
Well, it is a bit blotchy, I suppose.
It looks like mildew.
Ooh, is it bad?
No, it's not good. Yes, powdery mildew, I'm sure.
Oh, dear, what can we do? Brian's out. Debbie's ill.
It needs a fungicide.
Dear, I don't know what Andy and Jeff are up to.
Jennifer!
But... Oh, Mum, hello!
Hi, Brian.
Oh, I know I'm a bit early for lunch, but Jack offered me a lift. He's got to meet Kenton. Is everything all right?
Yes, this is fine. We've just got a bit of a problem with the wheat.
Don't worry, Mum, I'll sort it.
Will you?
Yes, but I'll have to get on with it in case the wind gets up. I'll see you later.
Oh, right then. Thanks, darling.
So, Monday's Daphne's last day, is it, Kenton?
Yeah. And your absolute last chance to have your bacon butty served by the grubbiest waitress in Borsetshire.
Because you're giving a notice.
Oh, yeah, I'm not having Sally on my crew. I'll go in and see her at the weekend.
We'll have to pay her off, Kenton.
A week's wages, sure. Cheap at double the price.
Good. And then the redecoration.
Full steam ahead for the grand reopening.
Tis rather exciting, isn't it?
Well, I can't really get too worked up about cooker hoods and hand basins, but I have had some thoughts on the look of the place.
Oh, yeah?
Now, I know you've got gallons of magnolia sloshing around spare, and sure, that's fine for the flat, but I really feel we can make a bit more of a statement in the cafe itself.
A statement?
Yes, Joe.
What kind of a statement?
Well, I've been thinking. It seems crazy not to capitalise on what's there already.
You're not saying you don't want to redecorate?
Well, no, not at all. No, but let's face it, the whole place is in a 50s time.
Well, yes. It does have a kind of teddy boy feel.
So, I think we just freshen up what's there. Chuck out the tables, because they're disgusting, but get in some new formica-type ones to replace them.
I see.
Then, same with the lino. Rip it up and put down some new. New curtains on the windows, I don't know, gingham or something, and we can get that cheap from the market.
You've obviously given this a lot of thought, Kenton, and tried to keep the cost down.
I'm not looking to spend your money unnecessarily, Jack.
No? Oh, good.
Because there are other areas where it would be worth splashing out a bit.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I think we've decided, aren't we, that the cafe should be called Jack's.
Well, I'm not sure Peggy was quite run over.
Well, Jack, as the, how can I put it?
Man with the money.
No. More as the patron of the cafe.
Oh, Patron.
Well, it's only right your name should be up there over the frontage.
Well, if you insist.
In lights.
Eh?
I'm thinking Neon Jack. What could be more 50s than that?
Oh, my goodness. My name? Neon?
What do you say?
Afternoon.
Oh, hello, David.
Hello, Dave.
You two look deep in discussion.
We were. Talking about neon signs, as a matter of fact.
Ah, right.
I haven't always had a very happy association with neon.
Haven't you?
No. You remember, don't you, David? I got a neon sign for the shop once. Mrs. Perkins and Walter Gabriel objected so much, I had to take it down.
I don't think you'd have that problem these days. Well, not in Borchester, anyway.
Oh, you're not talking about neon signs in the village, then?
Oh, goodness me, no.
Oh, that's all right. Well, only I could see the parish council having something to say about that.
Of course. You'd want to build it into your election platform, I suppose.
Well, anything that bothers people, I've got to take seriously.
Quite right. Oh, can I say, we're all delighted you're standing, David.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and I gather they're all lining up for this public meeting thing. Last I heard, James Noctie and Jeremy Paxman were slugging it out for who should chair it.
Then just as we were leaving Grey Gables, there was William Grundy with this big bunch of red roses.
Oh, he's splashing out. Mm.
For Emma, of course. So sweet.
Oh, young love. More salad, Mum?
No thanks, Jennifer. I'm fine.
Oh, it all seems such a long time ago. That kind of romance. Passion.
Oh, I don't know. You put up a pretty passionate fight for your marriage.
Yes, I suppose I did. I was lucky, though, Mum. Very lucky.
I'm not quite with you.
Well, I was lucky that Siobhan moved away. It'd be a lot more difficult for Brian and I to try and make a go of things if she was still 20 minutes down the road.
Oh, that's true, I suppose.
But, well, she'll never really go away, will she? And Rory certainly won't.
Oh, Jennifer. It's impossible to know what'll happen.
Well, that's just it. Total uncertainty. I mean, one minute, like last week at the Antiques Fair, one minute I feel we're actually doing quite well. We do still have something, Brian and I. And then the next, well, I don't even know if he's still in touch with her.
He can't be. I thought he promised you he'd have nothing to do with her.
Well, it's not that simple. There's a standing order going out every month for a start, and the rest, I don't know. Could be phoning her, emailing her.
Well, ask him.
Oh, I can't.
Of course you can. Surely you're entitled to know.
No, Mum. No, I can't. I know perhaps I should, but I don't think I want to know the answer. In case it's yes.
Oh, Jennifer.
Then I lie awake thinking, well, the farm's in both our names, and if Brian dies first...
Oh.
No, listen, Mum. If he dies first, then it all comes to me. But, look, if I were to die, well, what's to stop him changing his will and leaving it all to Rory?
He'd never do that.
Well, how do we know? Rory's his son.
But Debbie's put in years of work on this farm. And now Adam's back, and what about...
Yeah, well, Kate and Alice, I know, his own daughters.
Oh, dear.
It's horrible, isn't it?
I don't care what you say, Jennifer. You'll make yourself ill thinking like this. You'll have to talk to Brian about it.
Yes. Yes, I suppose I will. Someday.
Anyway, this course I went on was brilliant. Mm-hmm. All about the four C's.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Cooking, chilling, cleaning, and... what was the other one?
Cross-contamination.
That's the one. Well done, Jack.
I have been in the catering business for quite a long time, Kenton.
Yeah, I suppose you have. Hello, Dave. You still here?
I'm just going. You look well dug in.
Yeah, well, I've got to enjoy it while I can. I'll be working my socks off next week.
That's when we take over the cafe.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, I was just telling Jack about the four C's. Cooking, cleaning, chilling.
Chilling? You're good at that. Can of lager, feet up in front of the telly.
Oh, very droll. Shouldn't you be off bribing a few electors?
Yes, is that your election posters you got there?
Hmm? Oh, no. I just got these from a bloke who was at the NFU meeting last night. You can have one if you like.
What are they?
Well, it's a new campaign about the image of farming.
Oh, yeah?
Right, here we are. CO, Care of British Farming. See?
Oh, that's clever.
Well, it's trying to make people connect the food they buy with the way that farmers look after the countryside.
Mm.
Sid's had one. Jack, perhaps you'd like one for the cafe?
No, I don't think so. Thanks, Sam. It might help your image, Dave, but it's not quite the image I'm trying to project.
Oh, suit yourself.
Actually, David, I think I would like one, please.
Oh, sure.
Jack? I hope we're not about to have our first difference of opinion.
What? Oh, no, not at all. I'm having this for the shop.
Hi, Brian.
Adam.
Just give me a minute.
What's going on? Where's Debbie?
She's gone off sick, I'm afraid.
Oh, no. So you had to take over?
Well, not exactly. It doesn't matter anyway.
Where have you been spraying? Did she tell you what was due, what to put on?
Look, Brian, forget it. It's all right. It's all in hand.
Hang on. I've had months of Debbie being cryptic with me. Don't you start.
Okay. It's the wheat and broadacre. There's a bit of mildew.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Well, why haven't Debbie spotted it?
It's not her fault.
Of course it is. She manages the spray program.
Come on, Brian. She's got 1,000 acres to keep an eye on here, plus Brookfield, which has not been well. Be fair.
Oh, I suppose. But you've dealt with it, have you?
I have. And don't worry, I've used the right rate and everything.
Right. Well, thanks, Adam.
No problem. How was your board meeting?
Tedious. I think I'll go and change and have a walk around the crops myself.
Might be an idea. I think Debbie's going to be off for a good few days.
Right.
Hello.
Hi, David.
Afternoon. Debbie here.
And she's off sick, I'm afraid. Can I help?
No, it's okay.
Is anything urgent?
Oh, not really. It's just the usual. How we can boost sales.
I wanted a word with you, actually, David.
Uh-huh.
Not about lamb, though, about your Herefords.
Oh, yeah?
Just to compare notes. I'm interested in how you plan to market it.
Oh, sure. Well, come over sometime.
Thanks. I will. Now, I'd better get on.
Right. Okay. How's Ben these days, David?
Ben? He's very well, thanks. He's walking.
Is he?
Well, he's 13 months now.
Rory was 5 months on Monday.
Oh. So you haven't heard from Siobhan, then? No more photos?
Nothing. And since I promised I wouldn't make contact...
Nothing you can do?
No, nothing at all.
How are you handling it, Brian?
Don't know, really. Just going through the motions.
Right.
Having Adam here helps. He's so full of ideas, enthusiasm.
Yeah.
He's been a boon, really. For Jenny and for me.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, I don't know how Jenny stood it. Now, him being away for so long...
No.
But then I've got to face it. I may never see Rory again.
Oh, Brian.
Well, that's the reality, David. And it was my decision.
Not exactly.
Not entirely, no, but...
Look, you wanted to rebuild things with Jennifer. Hmm? And you are. You're doing really well.
I hope so.
You are. You've just got to keep plugging away at it.
Yes.
You will. Won't you, Brian?
Yes. Yeah, like you say, I've got to, haven't I?
It's Good Friday morning, and Nigel is enjoying a quiet moment.
There they go again.
They never stop, do they?
It's a busy life, being a swallow.
A bit like being a pargeter. We'd better get on, Nigel.
I suppose so.
The candy floss man wasn't very happy with his pitch. He said it sloped too much.
It's the same pitch he had last year.
I know. I said I'd see what we could do. Why do we bother?
Well, because it brings in the punters. And the punters bring in the money.
We've got such a ridiculous weekend. I mean, why ever did we think it was a good idea to hold a vintage car rally at the same time as the Easter Fair?
It attracts a different crowd.
And then the point-to-point on Tuesday.
The hunt will take care of that. Hey, what is it?
Oh, I don't know. The time of year, I suppose. You're meant to be so hopeful, all full of the joys of spring.
What?
I just can't be.
Is it Debbie still?
I haven't heard anything, Nigel. And I sent her that card.
Darling, I'm sorry, but you've done all you can.
I know, and that makes it worse.
Look, Debbie's incredibly down about a lot of things at the moment. You can't go on tormenting yourself.
Can't I?
No. And I don't want it dragging you down. You've got lots to look forward to.
Such as?
Well, it's your birthday, for a start.
Oh, that. Can we just forget all about it?
Certainly not. I'm going to take you out and treat you. How about Botticelli's?
Nigel, on a Monday. Will they be open?
Perhaps not.
And it's Easter Monday.
I tell you what we'll do. We'll stay in, and I'll cook you my special steak.
That sounds nice.
Ooh, hang on. Was that a smile?
It might have sneaked out while I wasn't looking.
Oh, that's better.
That's even better.
Oh, there goes Mr. Swallow again.
Or Mrs.
They don't get all fed up about everything.
Bet they do. I bet they get really hacked off when the mud won't stick right on the nest.
They look happy enough to me.
The thing with you, Nigel, is that you're an eternal optimist.
It's not such a bad thing to be, is it?
I don't know. Perhaps you ought to try dealing with the candy floss man.
Sorry. Hey, why am I saying sorry when she knocked into me?
Hope she smashed all her Easter eggs.
Brenda? It's not very nice.
Sorry. This just isn't my ideal way of spending Good Friday, that's all. Slogging round Borchester.
Yeah, well, you know why we're doing it.
So Hayley doesn't have to.
Well, she's working anyway. I can't take her round every single place that's for rent. Don't know how grotty they're going to be.
But you don't mind dragging me round?
No, well, that's different. You haven't got to live there.
Yeah, I know.
I thought if we go round the agent, see what they got, then we can drive round and suss them from the outside.
Whatever.
Well, that'll probably rule out a good 2/3 of them. And then me and Hayley can look at the rest.
She's really upset about leaving Nightingale Farm, isn't she?
She's upset about all of it. She's let Marjorie down.
You and Hayley have been like family to her. You couldn't have done more.
Well, that's it. We are her family. And now we're like, we're putting her in home.
She's putting herself in the laurels, Roy. That's why you're in this mess.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, you're doing the right thing, seeing what's around. You've got loads of time.
We don't know that.
Of course you have. Wayne's always having phone-ins on it. These care homes have longer waiting lists than for this year's designer handbags.
Oh, I hope so.
And Easter's a good time to start looking, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, half the cottages and stuff will be going on to holiday rents, and we can't afford that.
It was always supposed to be a good time.
Well, to sell, yeah. But property market's all over the place at the moment.
And there's no chance you could afford to buy anything?
We've got no deposit.
You could get 100% mortgage.
Brenda, repayments would kill us.
I'm not thinking you'd buy some great mansion. What about the starter homes in Ambridge?
Well, new estate?
Yeah, Grange Spinney or whatever they're calling it.
I went and asked the builders. Show home in the sales office don't open till next month.
Oh, right.
I asked the foreman if he knew how much the starter homes would be. He said the price hadn't been fixed yet.
Well, that's clever.
Yeah, wait to see how much they think they can get away with.
Look, don't worry. I'll find you somewhere.
What, council flat in Borchester?
Well...
we wouldn't even qualify for that. Made ourselves intentionally homeless or something.
You will not be bringing up Phoebe in Meadow Rise.
No, we won't. Yeah, you'd rather move back to Birmingham.
She's not serious.
We might have to think about it. There's plenty of work there for both of us.
Roy!
Look, don't say anything to Mum and Dad, all right?
Well, of course not, but... Oh, come on, let's get started.
Okay.
And when we've really depressed ourselves, I know how to cheer you up.
Oh, yeah?
Emma wants to meet at Daphne's. I'll treat you to a fried egg bat. Nigel?
Oh, hi, Lizzie. How are things at the house?
Fine.
I moved the candy floss man about a foot to the right, and he's absolutely delighted.
Good.
He just wanted to be noticed, really. What is it?
This.
An early birthday card?
That's what I thought at first.
Lizzie, this isn't the card you sent Debbie.
But turned in bits. It's horrid, isn't it?
Dreadful.
As you keep saying, she's not herself at the moment.
I know, but this... there's no note, no other message?
No, nothing.
I don't know.
More me.
Morning!
Hello, Ruth.
Hi. Hello, Ben.
It's a great atmosphere. The kids are loving it.
Jolly good.
What have you done with them?
They're on the carousel with their friends, Alex and Rosie.
Oh, the famous Murrin children.
That's right. My favourite holiday guests of all time.
Mum says Pip and Josh have practically moved in with them.
It's not quite that bad, but nearly. It's fantastic for me. I've got all the milk records up to date.
Lucky you.
I thought it was about time I gave the parents a day off. But we'll all be over here for the point-to-point.
That's what we like to hear. That'll be Titcomb. I said I'd relieve him about 10 minutes ago.
He'd better go then before he throws himself off the treetop walk.
I get desperate for me coffee, but...
it's his pipe with him. You'd better go, Nigel.
Yes. Here.
Thanks.
See you.
Birthday cards already. I've got your present in the car.
Oh, Ruth, you shouldn't have bothered.
Well, as it was coming over.
Any time would have done. Sharing my celebration with Dad anyway.
I just wanted to...
Yeah?
Well, because of your dad's do, and because of all the business with Midsummer Meadow and Woodbine...
Yes?
I'd just hate a repeat of Pip's party on Phil's birthday.
And I'd hate a repeat of the twins' christening.
I thought you might remember that.
I'm not likely to forget it, am I? All the conversation you and I had on my birthday just before it, which wasn't particularly pleasant.
This is exactly what I'm trying to avoid.
It's easy for you to say when you and David have got what you wanted.
Okay. I'm sorry I even tried.
Well, you might be better off giving David a lecture.
Don't worry, I already have.
Oh.
I'll leave your present in the office.
No, Ruth. Ruth, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
To be honest, well, Nigel's been saying the same thing.
Has he?
Can't be very easy being married to us archers.
Not always, no.
So, look, if David'll back off, I'll do the same.
That'd be great. If we could all just have a nice, relaxed evening.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Oh, don't thank me. Oh, it all seems irrelevant now, anyway.
How come?
Oh, have you and David seen much of Debbie lately?
Debbie? Well, no, we haven't, and now she's off sick.
Is she?
One of these virus things, apparently.
I see.
Why?
Well, she and I haven't really spoken for months, because of Siobhan.
No, right.
And I really hate it. So I sent her a card to, well, just to try and make things up. And she sent it back, torn up.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Maybe it arrived when she was going down with this thing and it just got to her.
Yeah, look, I know you can make all the excuses in the world. The fact is, Ruth, I've lost one of my best friends. And it's all because of Brian's affair.
Yeah.
And I know it's been tough on Jennifer and Siobhan. It's even tough on Brian. But the ripples are much wider than that.
Yeah.
I just hope he thinks about that sometimes.
Mm. Oh, it's a good job I had this to look forward to.
Mm, me too.
That was so depressing.
The best was the one that called itself End of Terrace when all the others in the street were boarded up. Oh,
don't. Grim or what?
That flat by the fire station might be okay.
Yeah, if you don't mind being woken up by Blue Watch at all hours.
Well, you can't be that choosy, Roy.
Mm. No, you're right. I'll put it on the shortlist.
The very shortlist.
Mm. All right, thanks for lunch anyway, Brent.
My pleasure. I've got to make the most of Daphne's while it's still here.
Well, Ken and Archer has a sense not to change the menu.
Well, he says he won't, but I'll be watching him in case he tries to put up the prices.
Right. I didn't know Emma came here.
She doesn't usually.
And so why?
Oh, I shouldn't really tell you. She's thinking of working here.
Oh?
Kenton's offered her assistant manager.
Well, that'd be a step up.
We know.
Oh, I reckon she'd do all right. She's a hard worker. What I've seen of her at Grey Gables.
I'll tell her to call you if she needs a reference, shall I?
Yeah, it's no problem.
Hiya, sorry I'm late.
Hi, Emma.
Hey, look, have me a seat. I've got to get to work.
I left banqueting all nice and tidy for you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, thanks again for lunch, Brent.
Anytime.
Right, see ya.
Bye.
Bye, Roy.
Tell me, what do you think?
Well, I know what I think. I love it here. What do you think?
Well, I like it too. I came yesterday and it's really buzzy all the time.
Yeah, there's always people in.
You know, and Kenton reckons he can build it even more, keep the old crowd and bring in some new customers as well.
I don't know why you want my opinion. I reckon you know what you want to do.
Yeah, but there's still stuff, though. I'd have to talk to Kenton about keeping it with my NVQ for a start.
Oh, you ought to stick with it, Em.
Yeah, I know. I'm on level 3 now.
So tell him. I'm sure he can work something out.
Yeah, the bigger thing is getting here every day.
Well, can't Kenton... Oh, no, we'd be living at a flat.
Yeah, and we probably won't do the same hours. Mm. One would open up and the other would close.
Well, I come into Borcherton nearly every day.
Brenda hasn't asked.
Oh, I know you won't, but I'm offering. And if I'm not coming in, there's Helen. She's got to get to the shop.
That's right.
There's loads of ways around it.
Yeah. Well, I suppose that's it then. All I've got to do is check about my NVQ and hand in my notice if Kenton's okay about it.
Yeah. If I can get that dozy waitress over, we'll have a hot chocolate to celebrate.
Kendra's gonna sack her.
She's not very good. Hello? Can we have 2 hot chocolates, please? Thanks. Well, I hope you're pleased with yourself.
It's only a job.
Oh, it's more than that. You've got it all going for you.
Really?
Yeah, new job, boyfriend with a smart new flat. Hey, perhaps you'll be moving in there next.
Yeah.
Why not? Will's mad about you. You're the perfect couple.
Maybe.
Emma?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm not so sure.
But you haven't got someone else.
No. Look, don't say anything to anyone.
You have?
No, but there's just someone else I like.
Who?
Oh, this is going to sound awful. It's Ed.
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.